Dura plays to help forget her past. In this shelter for women in Baghdad, the 17-year-old gets support to help her rehabilitate. She was forced to drop out of school after getting married at 13 and again at 15. Both relationships ended in divorce and left her feeling devastated.
After my father's death, my mother wanted to get rid of me because she couldn't take responsibility. She believes that marriage is protection from delinquency. After my second divorce, I went through hell. She kicked me out and my uncles did too. They gave me to the community police and I ended up here.
Hanan came from the city of Tikrit, north of Baghdad. She says she was also forced to get married at the age of 13.
My mother couldn't afford to provide for me, so she decided to marry me to a man who treated me badly, and he finally divorced me and took my four children.
Dura and Hanan and dozens like them are taken care of by women rights organizations in this shelter. Most suffered poverty and illiteracy and were married in traditional ceremonies. They were married outside the court, although Iraqi personal status law penalizes clerics who conclude marriage contracts that way. In a conference held in Baghdad, the United Nations Population Fund raises people's awareness of the impacts of early marriages and how to tackle them.
Now it's the right time to start taking measures to prevent early marriage and reduce early marriage to make sure that girls and young women complete their education. They also have opportunities for decent employment and have families when they're ready to do so.
Here, the consequences of early marriages are explained. Dura has finally returned to school. She says she wants to become a lawyer so she can defend women's rights. The women sheltering here carry a heavy legacy and say they still feel alone. But the staff keep them company and try to help them start a new chapter in their lives. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.